You're listening to SBS News.
In the Dutch city of Rotterdam, 10,000 people marched peacefully to protest against the government's coronavirus policies and restrictions. The Netherlands still has some COVID-19 rules in place, such as limited opening hours on shops and recreation, as well as the use of COVID-19 passes, which are given to the fully vaccinated, those who test negative, or have recently had a COVID-19 infection. Holding balloons and banners, the crowd were observed by a large police presence, but protesters like Jan Klaas say they were simply standing for their freedom.
I'm here today to show that we stand for our freedom. The repression must stop. We are all equal people and that's how we should treat each other. Stop with discrimination and we should stand for freedom for all people.
There are protests happening in Canada too. 200 vehicles have blockaded streets in downtown Ottawa for 9 days as a so-called freedom convoy of trucks continue to oppose Canada's vaccine requirement for cross-border truckers. The Canadian capital declared a state of emergency on Sunday as the countrywide truck protests surpassed 100 days. But the government says it will not change its mind on the issue, calling the convoy a small fringe minority, with almost 79% of the population having had 2 COVID-19 vaccine doses. In Russia, the highly contagious Omicron variant continues to spread through the country, setting a new daily record of COVID-19 cases there. More than 180,000 coronavirus infections were recorded, 10 times higher than figures a month prior. Some hospitals have recorded full intensive care units and a rise in admissions. Olga Smirnova is the head of the Infectious Diseases Department at Bor Central District Hospital.
The Omicron strain of the COVID infection is lighter. However, people keep being admitted to the hospital. Severe patients remain. The ICU is always full. We should note the ICU is full only of unvaccinated patients.
Only about half of Russia's population have so far been vaccinated, but in recent weeks, a growing number of Russian regions have introduced COVID-19 restrictions for children under the age of 18. In some areas, schools have switched to remote learning, while in St. Petersburg, children have been temporarily banned from gathering in most public spaces. These rules have come into effect due to officials noting that the current outbreak is disproportionately affecting young people. A COVID-19 record has also been hit in South Korea. The country has recorded 1 million total COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic, amid a rapid increase in infections there due to the Omicron variant. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.